AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden holds a Rose Garden celebration. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The president says passing the $1.9 trillion package was one thing. Implementing it is another, and it has to be done right.
Details matter because we have to continue to build confidence in the American people that their government can function for them and deliver.
A day after signing the bill, the president held his first Rose Garden event, celebrating with the Democrats, whom he thanked for making the bill happen. Legislation Vice President Harris says will hit home with the American people.
And they will feel the impact of this bill for generations to come.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Minneapolis City Council has approved a $27 million settlement of a civil suit filed by George Floyd's family. His nephew, Brandon Williams, says he and other family members would gladly give up the money to see Floyd alive.
No amount of money can cure this pain, this heartache. No amount of money, can bring him back to be here for his children, to make memories and watch them grow.
Floyd family lawyer Ben Crump says the $27 million is the largest pretrial settlement ever for a civil rights claim. $500,000 is earmarked for the South Minneapolis neighborhood that includes the 38th and Chicago intersection that's been blocked by barricades since his death. The settlement comes as jury selection continues in a Minneapolis courtroom in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck for some 9 minutes before he died last May. The calls are growing in New York.
The governor must resign.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's response?
I did not do what has been alleged, period.
Cuomo also accuses his accusers of engaging in cancel culture. Both U.S. senators from New York, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, say Cuomo should resign. This is AP News. Some National Guard troops are leaving Washington.
Although the Pentagon agreed this week to extend the deployment of nearly 2,300 National Guard members in Washington for two more months, more than 1,000 National Guard troops will be leaving in the coming days. National Guard troops have been in Washington since shortly after the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. A National Guard Bureau spokeswoman says 11 states have agreed to provide troops for the two-month extension. That includes three states, New Jersey, Washington, and Wisconsin, that don't currently have Guard members in D.C. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Three premier college basketball programs are out of conference tournaments because of positive coronavirus tests. Two ACC schools, Duke and number 16 Virginia, are gone. Number 11 Kansas is out of the Big 12 tournament. Duke ends a disappointing season, and there's no guarantee Kansas or Virginia will be cleared for the NCAA tournament, which starts next Thursday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.